Hey there, you're listening to an audio presentation from Paradigm Convergence Technologies. Today's date is Wednesday, May the 18th. My name is Josh Fowler. I'm the founder and CEO of Armaloo. And right now, I'm talking with Daryl Patterson. Daryl, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing fantastic. And I think you've got a really cool intro you're making today. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, Josh, just wanted to take a moment at the beginning of the podcast to make an announcement. As many of our investors may have already read in the recent Q that was filed, I and the team at PCTL are pleased to announce that Art Abraham will be assuming the role as president, and we are really looking forward to working with Art.
That's awesome, and we have Art here with us. Art, you want to say anything?
Well, yes. Thank you for that, Daryl. I am honored and grateful for the opportunity to lead PCT. I also want to thank every employee at PCT because I would not be in this position without their endless efforts and continued support to make our company better every day.
All right, Art, that is fantastic. That is great news. Let's just jump right in here. Let's talk about the recently filed 10Q and then go from there regarding the recent distributor purchase.
Okay, thanks, Josh. Let's look how far PCT has come from last year at this time. As I've told everyone, we are not going to sugarcoat anything, numbers or narrative. The revenue dropped $95,000 in total. Let's examine that.
All right.
Fluid sales decreased $24,000 due to higher sales in 2021 attributed to the pandemic. Licensing decreased $31,000. The reason for the zero in 2022 is due to us not allowing underperforming distributors to continue doing business with PCT. We've weeded out those distributors and continue doing business with distributors who actively support PCT and want to partner with PCT to enhance both companies' growth.
Let's talk about leases.
The equipment leases decreased $40,000. However, the fact is that within the leased category, equipment sales of $60,000 was included in 2021, whereby bringing the actual lease number to $214,000 in 2021 versus the $234,000 in 2022, whereby PCT realizing an increase of $20,000 in equipment leases.
Okay, cool. Now, talk to me about the operating expenses.
Okay. Josh, before we jump into that, I also want to make a statement about the leases.
Okay.
I want to state that every healthcare facility we've ever installed our equipment continues to be very happy with our performance and maintenance. No equipment has ever been returned to us. Okay, on to operating expenses. The general and administrative decreased $179,000. The company, through everyone's efforts, reduced costs and are running leaner than ever before, which has led to the $100,000 decrease in loss from operations. Interest expense has decreased by $105,000.
Understood. Now let's talk about net income.
Well, net income, as you can see, increased by $1.2 million due to eliminating and paying off debt, whereby reducing the outstanding warrants, which led to the large gain on the change in fair value of derivative liability.
Okay. Now talk about assembled equipment.
Well, assembled equipment in 2021, there was none. In 2022, there are, and we're building our equipment inventory ready to be leased to the hospitals.
Now, does that include inventory parts to assemble the equipment?
It does. Inventory parts to assemble equipment in 2021, we had $7,000. In 2022, $770,000 of inventory parts ready to be turned into equipment.
That makes sense. Talk to us about accounts receivable.
Well, the accounts receivable in 2021 was $244,000. 2022, $76,000. Why the drop? We've weeded out the non-performing distributors and non-paying customers and have a concentrated effort from accounting and sales folks to collect outstanding invoices to ensure no invoice reaches 45 days.
Very good.
Now, obviously, funding from private investors have allowed PCT to pay off and pay down debt, purchase parts to assemble equipment in preparation for bringing healthcare facilities on board and for the company to grow. I personally want to thank Craig Capital and their group of investors led by Mike Sims and other investors for their belief in PCT and the endless opportunities which exist, along with their patience and continued support. We would not be where we are without them.
Now, PCT did purchase a local distributor. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. PCT, we purchased a local distributor by the name of Hypofoggers. The purchase price was $32,500. What did PCT get, you ask? Well, we get to increase retail fluid sales via e-commerce, both locally and nationally. Aggressively, we're going to be seeking distributors across the country to resell our products, both equipment and fluids. Our intention, along with the e-commerce, is to advertise our fluid on Amazon. We're also going to begin bidding on government and private agency jobs. Included in that purchase is Hypofoggers' list of over 9,000 customers, and we also, in the purchase, purchased 15,000 worth of bottling equipment and sprayers.
That's phenomenal. Now, I understand there is a question that has risen from an ad that was recently placed on Indeed. Can you talk to me a little bit about that ad?
Yes, the ad on Indeed is for an assistant controller, and there's a caption there that says a career path leading to the CFO position. Well, let me state first, this ad is to replace an existing position. This is not, we're not adding employee to our existing staff. Our first priority is always to promote from within our existing employee base. However, since that isn't an option in this case, we're looking to upgrade the position and hire someone with more experience, knowledge, and wherewithal, and someone who will grow with the company and maybe someday elevate themselves to the CFO position. We're not looking to just plug open positions. Succession planning, which is what this is what prepared corporations do, by either training and elevating current staff, or if that option isn't available, find someone outside the company, which in this case is what has transpired. Am I going somewhere? God willing, no.
Well, that's good news. Now, it's not a secret to anyone listening to this audio that PCT has several different verticals for, you know, many different industries. Let's start looking at those. Let's start with agriculture.
Okay, agriculture. We've recently signed contracts with agencies to begin and continue to test our fluids on citrus trees and plants. I get it. Yes, more testing. This is the procedure and process which must be followed, or else we will be fined with heavy penalties to pay with money and delayed time in getting registrations approved. Patience is very key. We're moving as quickly as possible to realize the fruits of our labor, pun intended.
Very good.
Yeah, the EPA registration process has already begun.
Talk about oil and gas.
Oil and gas. We can't say any more than what's already been said in tweets and releases. Results speak for themselves. Like agriculture, we're moving forward as quickly as possible. When results turn into contracted revenue, we'll announce the great news to the world. Until then, and as I've said before, no announcement of any kind regarding possible contracts or possible this or that. We will not disclose any contract discussion or negotiation until the contract is signed.
Makes sense. Let's talk about R&D.
R&D. We stand firmly by our R&D department, led by Stuart Emmons, Senior VP and Engineer. We meet with the entire team weekly, and I'm amazed at how the R&D team develops, innovates, and introduces new products and services, which improves our existing equipment, which allows us to stay ahead of the competition.
Very good. Now, here's something a lot of people are going to be interested in. Let's hear about marketing.
Marketing. It took a little longer than we had envisioned, but we've assembled an excellent marketing team, which through the coordinated and communicated efforts of Carol Arnold, our marketing director, continues to brand, communicate, and place PCT's brand and footprint forward to the world. As everyone knows, we've recently engaged the Chesapeake Group as our investor relations company. They, along with the concerted efforts from our other marketing team members, such as The Edge, Armaloo, Palmetto Soft, Ramsdell Consulting, and others, continue to heighten PCT and bring awareness to the healthcare, agriculture, and oil and gas industries.
Very good. So if you could summarize all this for us, give us all this again, kind of in a nutshell, just so we can bring this plane in for a landing.
Okay. Thanks, Josh. Just to summarize everything, we remain very confident and stand by my $5 million 2022 projected revenue. Our employees know the goals and plans, and they strive each day to achieve them. We have many irons in the fire with opportunities galore, such as hypofoggers, which we purchased, and the opportunities I previously stated. Daryl Patterson, our COO, is in constant discussions with healthcare facilities, which we are confident will lead to several contracts at any time. The buildup of assembled equipment awaiting the call from the aforementioned healthcare facilities, along with agriculture and oil and gas. I ask myself every day, where have we failed? What have we learned from our failures and mistakes? What action have we taken to prevent the same failure and mistakes from ever happening again? What pitfalls lie ahead, and how do we step over them? And very importantly, what must we do to be successful as individual and as a company? Do I have all the answers? No. But I'm surrounded by an excellent team, not only at PCT, but the marketing group, attorneys, private investors, and so on. We will win as a team. Last but certainly not least, we want to thank all of our shareholders, which we hold in very high regard. We want everyone to know that every employee at PCT strives to increase and contribute to its bottom line and growth every day. We've come a long way in the past year, but we all know that we have a long way to go. We appreciate your continued support. We appreciate your feedback and will continue to communicate as much information with you as often as we can. Gone are the days of releasing information based on verbal promises from prospective or existing customers or transactions yet to come to fruition. Only factual information will be released to the public upon signed contracts, such as the purchase of hypofoggers. Listen, I've been with several companies in my career, some startups, some already established companies, and some major corporations. However, I've never been with a company with more growth potential, huge upside, and endless opportunities than PCT. With that, I want to thank you for your time and allowing me to bring you up to date on financial, and other insightful information. Best regards to all.
Art, listen, we really appreciate the update. And if you're listening to this audio today, you find yourself wanting more information about PCT, visit the website at pctl.com, or you can email ir@pctl.com. Thank you very much.